UX management workshop. So we're going to look at this presentation. There's about 5 slides that we'll cover. Managing stress is all about taking charge. So I think we started to talk about this last week. So here are some of the components of taking charge. One thing to consider are your thoughts, your emotions, your schedule, your environment, and the way you deal with problems. Okay, that sounds good, but how do we do that? So here it says, and I shared this last week, until you accept responsibility for the role you play in creating or maintaining it, your stress level will remain outside your control. We're going to be learning about 4 A's to deal with stressful situations. Does anybody want to read the first A?
Sorry, so change the situation.
Yeah.
Avoid the stressor and alter.
Okay, and then it says change your reaction.
To adapt to the stressor and accept it.
Perfect. Thank you, Lauren. Do I have another person who wants to read?
Since everyone has a unique response to stress, there is no one size fits all solution to managing it. Experiment with different techniques and strategies. Focus on what makes you feel calm and in control.
Perfect. Thank you, James. So for today's session, what we're focusing on is this C word, control. Okay, so we're going to do a bit of a group activity, because in order to take control of our stress, we first have to know what we can control. We're never going to be able to control all things. Stress is something that can be unpredictable. It can happen in an instant. And some things, there's just nothing we can do about it. So Jasmine brought up a statement. Can we control our environment? What do members think about that? Can we?
After interaction, yes.
Yes? How?
Well, you have to take, you have to accept what's there and modify your own self in order to be in sync with it.
Yes. Right. Yes. Sorry. One way I think controlling your environment is by coming here. You're choosing to be at Up House. You're choosing to be at a place where you know what you can expect when you get here. So that's one way we control our environment. Yeah. If we're talking about on a larger scale even, you could say, I don't know, an example being the climate change. We can do small tasks to contribute to controlling the environment, but in this example, it means specifically about your own day-to-day life. Great, so Imad's gonna make 2 categories up there, and while we're waiting, I want members to think of types of stressors that you can control and those you cannot control. And if it's if you would like, you can write on your pieces of paper. You do not have to, because we will put it on the board. But if you would like to personalize your copy, you can't. You can, sorry. Oh, don't worry about that. Just put a line down the middle, please, Imad. Yeah, perfect. So we have one example already. Environment. I can control my environment. So you put that in something you can control. What else are things that we can control related to stress?
The heat and the fan?
Oh, yes, the temperature in your environment.
Yeah.
So say temperature.
Costs money.
That is a good point, Imad.
Your sleep?
Your sleep, yes, you can control your sleep.
Sleep?
Yeah.
Sleep or you sleep?
Sleep.
Sleep is good enough. All right, any ideas of what we cannot control? I heard an example from a member last week. You were gonna say? The weather.
Weather cannot.
Goodness, it would never snow if I could control the weather. So I want to kind of challenge there a little bit. What would be the opposite of that, that we can control?
Ourselves.
Ourselves, our own reactions.
Control oneself?
Sure, yeah. Would we want to put that somewhere in the middle, do you think? You're saying it's very difficult to control. So you don't totally agree with what you're saying?
It's very difficult to control oneself. Mm-hmm. But if you're experienced in life, you can help yourself, like, get away from the negative things and,
right.
and be positive.
So it's something you can work towards. It is difficult, but it is possible, is what you're saying. Am I right?
There's another way than controlling yourself that could solve the problem.
What would you say?
Make it easy on yourself.
And how? How will we do that? When you say make it easy on yourself?
Sleep enough. Find the right boots for winter, clothes.
Okay, so I'm hearing... Okay. Oh, I need a word for this.
Cuisine.
I hear your clothing, your food, maybe... essentials or materials?
Yeah.
Could we say it like that?
Like basic human needs?
Like once they were going to cut me off the social services.
Mm-hmm.
But I discussed with the guy, told him I'm doing my best. So he said, yeah, I like that. We're going to transfer you to Lachine.
Mm-hmm. So let's put essential needs or basic needs are things that I can control.
Yeah. Would diet be one of those?
Yes, your diet, your
coming
food.
Coming to us releases that. The $16 lunch every day in the restaurants, you get it here for $2.50. But we're lucky because we're mentally ill, otherwise we're going to have to pay $16, right?
Mm.
So there's advantages of being mentally ill.
So the way you spend your money, I heard, is one. Sorry, I think I'm getting ahead of you. Yeah, basic needs.
Okay.
I heard food and diet. You can put food/diet.
Being sociable isn't being sociable alone at house. You have to be sociable outside.
So you can control...
So how people are... You gotta be brave to go outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think sport helps in that. Yeah.
So would you add those up there? Social
All
activities and sports, yes?
Okay.
You could say family stresses is something that you cannot control.
Well, yeah, we used to fight a lot, me and my brother in the past, because of the martial arts.
How do I put this on speaker?
Family?
Answer? Like that? Or
answer answer like that, yeah.
You almost did it.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Leslie.
I'm very sorry. My phone was in my pocket, and I guess I must have turned it on by mistake.
Oh, that's okay, because I'm sorry also, because I forgot to call on time. So we're okay now.
So we have Leslie participating on the phone.
Yes.
Good.
So, Leslie, do you have in front of you the chart that's about taking control of my stressors? Or could you?
Who's it from? Is it from you?
Yeah. It's from Jade. So I'll just update you while you look for that. We're creating two categories, and in one category, we're putting things we can control. You'll see it's a Word document.
Okay, taking control of my stressors.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, so we're working together here as a group to build two categories. One side being what I can control, and the other being what I cannot control. So I'll just share with you, we have, I can control my environment, the temperature of where I am, my sleep, myself, my basic needs, social activities and sports, and food and diet.
Okay.
And then on the other hand, we're looking at things I cannot control. So I can't control the weather.
Right.
I can't control a person's reaction. And I can't control family dynamics.
Okay.
So we're continuing a bit of a brainstorm here to fill the categories, and that's where we're at right now.
Okay.
Do you have something you want to add right away?
No, not at this minute.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to...
I will jump in.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Imad, you were writing there, family dynamics.
Dynamics?
Yeah, so that could be the way your family reacts to something, just issues that involve the family that, well, you can't do anything about.
I have something.
No, because
I think I can control somewhat of my health,
mm-hmm.
but not all about my health.
Okay. So what part of your health do you think you can control?
I can control like by eating moderate amount, but regularly,
mm-hmm.
well. And so I feel somewhat, you know, like not too hungry or not too bloated or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like keep the basic health, right? Not mm-hmm. to get a cold. If I'm eating chips all day and no fruits, vegetables, I might get very sick.
Right.
So I can control in that manners. But I cannot control if I get a cancer or mm-hmm. if I get migraines,
mm-hmm.
Stuff like that sometimes.
So,
you can help yourself in winter by getting the flu shot.
Okay, let's not go into the thing too much.
What do you want me to do right now?
So some aspects of health. So we can actually put health in both categories. Health you can control, and health you also cannot control. And I think I remember last week somebody said they can't control the symptoms of the side effects of their medication, which I think is considerable because you can't. So would you put healthy med in both categories?
Well, I guess if I'm only dynamics, it's kind of like a middle ground too, because you can control who you're married to.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at it that way, that's somewhat in your control, not sense.
So you can choose the social relationships that you have. I think it goes with social.
Mm-hmm.
I will share just some that I jotted down from last week. I'll read it and I'll ask you which category it goes in, okay? So grocery store prices, can control or not control?
Not control.
Not control,
but,
absolutely.
But you can get those magazines, the offers. Special deals.
So to that I'll say, Imad, you cannot control the prices, but you can control where you shop.
Oh, yeah.
What I was saying, though, is it depends if you work at the store or not. If you work at the store, you can control the prices in a way. But you have to choose.
No, not so much. Not as an employee.
You're going to be fired.
But if you're in management, I mean, if you're the manager...
Even that, it's much higher up than that, Lauren. We would love to. I would go work at the grocery store if that was the case. Perfect. Thank you, Imad. I also have conflict with friends. What do we think about that one? Where does it go?
I guess we're in the middle, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Conflict with friends.
I would put that in both columns.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
You can't control friendship.
The conflict, specifically the conflict in the friendship. We're going to put it in both categories.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why do we think it goes in both?
Because in one way, if you know things that agitate your friends when you talk about it,
mm-hmm.
then you avoid the subject.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's things that no matter what you say,
right.
They're going to be angry at you or mad at you.
Right. It's like we said, you can't control a person's reaction. So I agree with putting it in both. Could you possibly squeeze it onto the bottom, Imad?
Yes.
Thank you. Being late. Is that something you can control or cannot control?
Can.
Well, I'll tell you a story, okay?
Let's hear. I hear both, and I hear can. So, personally, I want to say both, and I want to hear from Leslie why you think both.
Well, let's say the Metro, for example, has
mm-hmm.
a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry? Are you?
We're just agreeing. Sorry, yeah. Carry on.
The Metro has a schedule, but if you keep getting up too late to get to the Metro on time, then you can control that by getting up earlier.
Right.
But then there's things like mechanical problems or the weather that affects transportation. You know, so there's nothing you can do about, you know, let's say freezing rain that makes the bus schedule, not conform to its normal schedule.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly how I was thinking also.
Sounds like we're done with your work for the SDM, in which case you can, like, think of their mechanical issues.
I think Lauren seems to think that working for wherever, you can solve whatever. If life were like that, we'd have a lot less stress, eh, Lauren?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
How about you can't control your boss?
I was actually thinking about it, but I didn't say it.
Well, it depends. You have somewhat of a control in the sense of, like, you can choose where to work, so in a way, you get to choose in that sense who your boss is, to that extent.
So, Iman, are you still up for writing, or would you like me to?
Okay.
Choose
your boss.
So I hear you cannot control your boss. Could you put that up there for us, please? Boss.
Boss?
Yes, sir. And on the other hand, I heard from Lauren, you can control where you work.
Yes and no.
Yeah, I was gonna add to that too. I'm thinking we need a middle, an ambiguous column.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you've invented there, Imad? The middle column?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Leslie, do you want to tell me about that again? Why it's a bit of both?
Why you can't control it?
Yeah. Why it's why work is a bit of both? Like where you can work. Yeah.
Well, it depends. There's been times in people's lives where they absolutely need a job for financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll take anything. But then there's other times where you have the luxury of job hunting, you know, that the time, let's say, is not an issue. You're still going to work where you are until you find a new job.
Right. Yeah, I think that perfectly explains it. Or even... I would like to work, I don't know, you could want to work at some place that you're not necessarily qualified for. If you're not qualified, you can't work there. If
right.
you can't handle the working conditions, you can't work there. You can
right.
you can work at it, you can improve and work on the skills, but for the time being, it means that you're not there. Okay.
I have another one that I think fits in the middle.
Sure, let's hear it.
I think it's one of the ones I heard last week. I think one of the biggest stressors on us is the news.
Oh,
we're
yes.
surrounded, bombarded by bad negative news.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can't control what's in the news, but I think we can control that we can turn it off.
News on this side. Yeah, I think you're raising a valid point, Ruth, and it connects to what you're saying, Jasmine, about technology. Imad, could you add technology also, please? Yes.
Because we do have a choice to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Or turn it on.
You have the choice to not listen to the news. I know there was like a period of time in my life where I was like, you know, everything I turn on here is negative, and I'm just going to live in my positive world and exclude that. But it has its side effects, of course, because then people are like, hey, did you hear about this? And I'm like, no, don't know what you're talking about. And technology is something that, I mean, in as much time as I've been alive, technology has transformed into all of these different things.
You can't control electricity.
Hydro-Quebec.
No control.
Electricity, yeah.
The lights go out, that's it.
But you can control your consumption of it.
Yes, depending on where you're living. But I do want to go back to technology because it grows and it changes. And as much as, like, even myself, I try to keep up and I have to learn for certain reasons, like school and work. And I remember there was a time where I'm like, I just don't use Excel, okay? I'm not going to use it. And, of course, I had to figure it out because it's being used for accounting and tracking and data entry and... So what we can control is going to learn the skills and finding the help, but it's going to keep growing. By the time you figure it out, the next thing has come out. Okay.
That's it.
James has something to say. Yes, we're almost wrapping up there, Imad. Thank you so much for your help.
I find it hard to maintain a positive attitude no matter what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly having to... lift something or put it aside or saying I'm not going to stress out about this person or that person. It's always been a work of love in refining myself so that I fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a labor of love to some degree. Attitude. Imad would go in the middle, I think, because...
Yeah. You can't control the people.
No, certainly not.
In the middle.
Under work, if you could put attitude. Yes, right there. Because I hear what you're saying, James. Myself, I try to maintain a positive attitude, but sometimes things are just... You just can't in that moment. You just can't. I think by making it a habit and like consistently working at it, it becomes easier for that to be our go-to than the opposite, the negative. But it is something we do have to consistently work on. And I actually like that you brought it up, because the four A's, which we'll be seeing in our future sessions, one of them is about adapting to the stressor, change your reaction, which will involve adjusting our attitudes. So you're definitely
adjusting to life.
Yeah. Oh yes. You're actually leaning into the projection of this whole project, because there are things that we can control and things that we consistently have to work at. So. Sorry, go ahead.
Outcome, although you may ask, outcome of what? But you know when they say the outcome?
Mm-hmm. The outcome of something. Do you have an example? So you cannot control the outcome. Are you saying you cannot control the outcome or your expectation?
You can control.
Well, I know we have most of the things. Circumstance, expectation, standards, or stuff like that.
I think No, you go ahead, Leslie.
I was just going to ask you about the perimeters or the parameters of this whole thing, because, I mean, you could go off and come up with a million different things. You can't control the price of gas. You can't control the cost of living. You can't control your rent. Is this geared more to mental health issues, or it's just a general subject?
Well, it's everyday issues, but I'm collecting the information from people who are here. So based on what people tell me is
right.
What I will work with.
Okay.
And as for this activity, we talk about what we can control and what we cannot control, for us to then zero in only on what we can control. Because if you can't control it, there's nothing I can say that is
right.
going to change the situation.
Okay.
So we want to work with what we can control.
Okay.
And that will be the, let's say, the foundation for what's to come. Okay, so I don't know about the president. I'm not going there.
Limits.
I want to.
Limits.
Sorry?
Your amount of stress and your limits of stress.
Can you control those things?
Yeah, the amount of it and the limits of it.
But are you saying it's controllable or not?
It's controllable depending on how you go about it.
Yeah, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. This is exactly what we are working on. So I do want to kind of conclude this discussion, because like I was explaining to Leslie, our goal is going to be to focus on what we can control. We will never be able to manage what we cannot control. It's the reality. The empowerment or the ability to cope with our stresses will come from taking control of what we can control. And this is what I want to emphasize for us here. So based on this information that we have and what we can control...
We can't control our parents.
No, not necessarily. We're going to move... Sorry,
okay,
guys.
So I would think something else in the middle should be time, because basically you can manage your time.
Yes.
But on the other hand, you cannot like manage, let's say, like the amount of years basically that's going to be until something happens.
Until that's true. Time can go in the middle.
Yeah.
So I just want to give you some vision, some direction for where we're going with this. With the aspects that we can control, we're then going to see how they connect to these four A's and how we deal with stressful situations. So what's to come is learning to avoid the stressor and what we can avoid, altering the stressor and how we can do that, adapting to the stressor, and finally accepting the stressor. So that's all, folks. Yes. Any questions, comments, concerns?
So when you said the last one, accepting the stressor, so that's going to, how can I manage what I can't control?
That's right.
Because I can create the greatest stress and we don't have the control, so what do we do then?
Yes.
But I think you're talking about you have to accept it.
Yes.
And kind of use all the tools you have on that side.
Yes. Yeah, you're exactly on the spot.
To accept those whips?
Okay. No, this is to come later on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's separate than that.
Yes.
Okay?
Work to do.
Oh, yes, we're working hard. Don't worry. Life is good. We work on our positive attitudes and maintaining those. All right. So thank you, members. That's all
it's
for
done.
Me.
Very nice.
Hi, this is Amy, and you're listening to Radio App at www.radio-app.org. Stay tuned for some really great times.